With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Senate's version of a massive spending and tax cut bill continues taking shape. Republicans hope to wrap up work in time to get the bill to President Trump's desk by Friday the 4th. Senators have stayed up all night for the past few days in a bid to get the job done.
I just want to share with America the great work that Republicans have done on Medicaid, that we're preserving it, we're protecting it, we're strengthening it for those who need it the most.
GOP Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas answering Democrat claims to the contrary. Some 9,000 blue-collar city workers have gone on strike in Philadelphia. Sanitation workers and 9/11 dispatchers among those who have hit the bricks. President Trump visits Alligator Alcatraz today, a new detention center for criminal illegal aliens in Florida. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it can hold up to 5,000 detainees.
The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight.
This turned into a true test of presidential patience.
When the president had trouble connecting with thousands of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders in a White House conference call Monday afternoon, he did not exhibit the biblical virtues of patience, kindness, or self-control. Instead, he quickly complained in social media posts about AT&T, saying they don't know what they're doing. He also threatened to use a different carrier next time. The call started after a 20-minute delay. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Word of a plea deal that will spare Brian Koberger a death sentence charged with killing four University of Idaho students a few years ago. He will reportedly plead guilty and will be sentenced to four consecutive life prison terms, no parole. This is SRN News. New warning about persecution in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is letting South Carolina block Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. For pro-life advocates, it's a victory for the idea that taxpayers should not have to fund voluntary procedures that violate their strongly held religious beliefs. The High Court ruling is not a guarantee that other states will follow South Carolina's lead, but Republican attorneys general of 18 other states filed court papers supporting the state's position in the case. This is SRN News. Day one of Wimbledon is in the books.
Carlos Alcaraz needed five sets against Fabio Fognini at Wimbledon before winning their first round match to start his bid for a third consecutive title at the All England Club. Alcaraz eventually asserted himself in the last set to pick up the 7-5, 6-7, 7-5, 2-6, 6-1 victory at Center Court on Monday. Matches involving third-seeded Alexander Zverev and fifth-seeded American Taylor Fritz were suspended by curfew. Top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka won in straight sets over Carson Brandstein 6-1, 7-5. Sixth-seeded American Madison Keys also advanced. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
An 82-year-old Colorado woman injured in a Molotov cocktail attack on demonstrators in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza has died. The Boulder County DA's office says Karen Diamond died of the injuries she suffered in that June 1st attack in Boulder. More details at SRNNews.com.